So thank you very much, guys. Thank you all for sticking around and letting me keep you from your lunch. As Guy has said, I'm an academic. I'm a professor of political and social theory at the University of East Anglia. So I have read these books that people are talking about, these classic texts. I've read Cicero, I've studied Quintilian, not all 10 volumes and not in Latin, but I have read them. Did Brian invite me to talk about that? No, he did not. I've also developed methods for the rhetorical analysis of ideological political speech. Am I going to talk about that?
No.
I have taught workshops in speech writing in prisons and music festivals and in colleges. Am I here to talk about that?
No.
No. Ron invited me to sing you a song.
Yay!
Now, I should warn you that I don't read music or write it, but I can't sing. So if this is going to work, you're going to have to sing with me, lustily and heartily. Now, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I spoke at this conference a couple of years ago about some research I'd done on the history and theory of the English protest song, and I talked about how songs can teach us things about how rhetoric works and how speeches can be written. And as part of that, I did write some words to a tune, and Brian has asked me to come back and lead you in singing that again, because he wants it to become the Speechwriter Network anthem. Okay? Now, just for a moment, we should wonder what Brian's motives are here. I see he has produced this rather nice banner, a trade union style banner that is in the coffee room for us. Now he wants an anthem. I think Brian's trying to induct us into some kind of social movement. But if it's a movement to promote good speech writing, who can be opposed to that? So, we're going to sing an anthem. Well, just do that since I know what I'm doing here, okay? So what is an anthem? Just to remind ourselves, it is a poem or song in praise and of gladness. So I hope you're preparing yourselves to sing in praise and to feel glad and to communicate that gladness through your voices as you would like your principals to communicate it through their voices with your words. It is also clearly a song for a particular group to do something ceremonial, to do something to mark the occasion. So we're doing something also a bit special, a bit sacred. Are you beginning to feel this? Are you ready for this? We're going to be expressing our collective identity as speech writers. And finally, it's going to be rousing. Let me just say that again. It's going to be rousing. Because if it's not, it's just me singing out of tune. Out there. Nobody wants that. And I definitely don't want that recorded. So please, you're going to go with me here, okay? So we're going to do a rousing song that's going to inspire all of us. Now, we can also think about it. Here's a little bit of academic for you. Because what we're also doing is something that is responsive. That's the origin of this word. So it could be a kind of call and response, but here we're going to be responding to each other, responding to the music, responding to all the wonderful things we've heard, celebrating ourselves and celebrating our art. Am I laying it on too thick? I'm just really hoping that they sing. I'm really terrified they won't sing. Okay.
They are going to sing.
Now, let me introduce this then by playing you, first of all, a different song. I hope it's not too loud because this could be a bit painful. One of the songs that I studied when I was working on this project on the history of protest song was a 1980 song, that's my sort of youth, my political era, by the English protest singer Billy Bragg, who wrote this song in celebration of trade unions called There Is Power in a Union. So I'm going to have you just to listen to this for a minute, okay? And catch the tune, because the tune's going to be the one that we're going to sing to. Is it going to play for me? Or do I have to press it?
Maybe you have to press it. I'll try to do it.
There's power in the tune. Power in the land. Got it? Power in the hand of the worker. It all amounts to nothing until we don't stand. There is power in our union. Now the rousing chorus. The union forever defending our rights. Now with the black men who are consumed. We are brothers and our sisters in many far-off lands. There is power in our union. So we're going to feel. We're going to feel them. Okay? So now, let me give you what I just learned to call a $10 word. This is a word that I learnt when studying protest songs. It's the word contrafactum. And that simply means writing words to a tune that already existed. There's a nice, lovely history of that in protest song, sometimes subverting your opponent's song. That's what Billy Bragg did here. This is actually a song called The Battle Hymn of Freedom. It was an American Civil War song on the Union side. He took that tune He changed the words to it, okay? So in case you're worried that I'm gonna make you sing this song, it's not your politics, it's okay. I've done the contrafactum thing. I've changed the words. We're gonna sing this. Okay? We're gonna sing this to the tune of the Battle Hymn of Freedom. So I'm just gonna play you the tune. Okay, just so you can listen to it and follow the words. It has a little introduction. This is brass band now. Here we go, the intro. Don't start singing yet. Got it? That's where the verse will start. Got it? Follow the words. Think about the words in the word. Okay. And the rousing chorus where you can raise your fist if you like. Sing your speech while you hold the pen. Head high. Okay, you got it?
We've got it.
Are you ready? So you have to stand. Stand for your anthem, please. Breathe deeply, open the chest.
And you all have to sit.
Okay, so play the tune again. Okay.
And as you're standing in front of
me. I will stand aside. Okay, don't start yet. Get ready for it. Start this. Ready?
There is power in your oratory, power in the tongue, power from the pen
of the writer.
Together we now stand. There is power in our network. Network forever defending our rights. Down with our speeches, writers unite. Standing with our friends, many for our fans. There is power in our network.
Hey.